Dazzle camouflage strictly applies to ship camouflage, and even more strictly, it applies to World War I ship camouflage. And it came about because it was discovered that it's almost impossible to make a ship invisible on the ocean. The horizon is changing in color. It's changing in amount of light.
So there are all kinds of conditions that make it so a constantly moving ship can't blend into the background of the sea. And even if you could make a ship invisible,
you still have smoke coming out of the smokestack, so it's not as if you're hiding the ship at all.
So the less heavily armored ships were sitting ducks.
The crisis came about at the time that the U.S. had not yet entered the war.
Remember, this is World War I.
It was the British ships that were being sunk, and the German submarines were sinking as many as 50 ships a week. Many of those ships were merchant ships, and they were bringing supplies to England, which is an island, of course, and it really depended on those. And then also there was armaments and other things that were being secretly taken there, too.
So the design solution was not about invisibility. It was about disruption.
A number of artists decided that the best way to avoid getting torpedoed was not to make the ship invisible, but to make it hard to hit. That's why these kind of erratic, crazy quilt patterns came about, and that's why they were used in that war.
Here's how it worked.
I can lead you through the steps.
At the time, torpedoes fired from U-boats were quite slow, maybe taking a couple minutes to reach their target. So the person firing the torpedo had to lead the target. He had to anticipate where the target ship was going to be when the torpedo arrived.
So he had to calculate how to do that, and that very much depended on knowing the exact angle it's headed toward. That's terribly, terribly important. And the other thing is that you have to figure out the speed of the ship, because then you'll know how far it can go by the time the torpedo gets there.
The dazzle camouflage certainly made the ship stand out, but the bulging shapes and vivid hues also made it difficult to determine the speed and direction of the moving ship.
It's preying on our assumptions about things looking smaller as they are more distant. So you could paint perspective patterns on a ship that would make it look like it was turning in a different direction, when in fact you're actually seeing them frontally and they're absolutely flat.
The dazzle patterns broke up the figure so that it could look shorter than it really was, or it could make it hard to tell if there was one ship or multiple ships.
They even painted fake bow waves on them, and they would paint the fake bow wave either on the front to make it look like the ship was going faster than it was actually going, because that was one way of calculating that, or they would paint the bow wave on the back, and so you would glance at it. While you're looking through this periscope, you might conclude that, oh, it's going in that direction, not in the other direction. So then you surface again to calculate where you're going to shoot, and the thing is gone. It's an entirely different direction and location than you imagined.
These patterns weren't just slapped on the side of giant ships, hoping that they'd be confusing enough to be effective. Camoufleurs, and that's what they were called, the camoufleurs tested toy models by inviting in experienced submarine captains to peer through periscopes and report what angle they thought the models were pointed.
They determined that sometimes on really effectively camouflaged ships, the calculation of the ship captains could be off as much as 55 degrees.
Dazzle only had to screw up the torpedo gunner's estimate by 8 degrees for the target ship to effectively avoid a torpedo.